You can go ahead and get started, Werner.
Okay, I will present the approach that we are taking with respect to ontology here in Buffalo, and that's the strict realist approach. Can I have the next slide, please? So in a realist approach, we depart from what I consider to be a reasonable assumption. That is that there are a couple of things in reality which exist, and when we do ontology building, then we need to take these existing entities into account. And there are a couple of different sorts of entities. So we distinguish between particulars and universals. Particulars being entities such as me, the screen that you are looking at, the room in which you are, and so forth. And universals are more the generic things, such as notions of person, room, computer screen, and so forth. A second categories of entities that need to be distinguished are occurrence versus continuance. Occurrence are those kind of things what we might call processes and events, while continuance are the things that undergo these processes, such as persons, tables, objects, and so forth. And then another distinction is between dependent and independent entities, and dependents need to be understood here as ontological dependence, which means, for instance, that the shape of my body cannot exist without my body. So my shape is dependent on my body, while not the other way around. Now, besides these entities, there are also relationships, and we acknowledge only relationships that hold between these different entities, which are particulars or universals. So we have relationships that go from particular to universal, most typical one being is instance of. We have relationships that go from particulars to particulars, such as part of. As an example, my nose is part of my head. And then we have relationships from universals to universals, such as the is subtype of relationship. For example, person is subtype of mammal. Next slide, please. We also recognize three levels of reality. The first one is that the world exists as it is prior to a cognitive agent's perception thereof. Next slide, please. So there is reality. Next slide. And there is also some structure which is there in advance. Next slide, please. The second level is that cognitive agents build up what I would call in their mind cognitive representations of that world. Next slide. So you have their reality, and you have then some cognitive representation buildup. Next slide. And what you see already here is that some portions of reality escape the attention of the cognitive agent who is looking at reality. There are things that point to the structures there, but there are structures in reality which are not pointed at. Next slide. And then the third level of reality is that one in which we make these cognitive representations publicly accessible in some enduring fashion. So when we build ontologies, then we create representational artifacts that are fixed in some medium. Next slide. So you see that depicted here on the left-hand side, where you see that out of the two structures that were in the cognitive representation of an author, he decided to represent only one in his concretization. So in summary, we have a large structure in reality. Only part of that structure is being perceived by the cognitive agent, and only part of the structure in reality, what is perceived, is deemed to be valuable to be put into an ontology. And that's here where that reductionist aspect that has been mentioned by Leo comes from partially. Next slide, please. So you should not make the mistake in thinking that in what I explained, that these concretizations, so the third level of reality, are representations of these cognitive representations. That is not what we do at Buffalo. Next slide. So very concretely, We do not consider ourselves to be in the business of concept representation. And I admire the fact that Michael and Leo already a couple of times said, okay, we use the word concept for the time being. We would never use it. We only would mention it. Next slide. So what we are doing is making representations of the corresponding parts of reality. So we need to go through our cognitive representations thereof, but there is a difference between going through cognitive representations or representing cognitive representations. Representing cognitive representations would mean that you are two steps away from reality, and we think that being one step away is already too much. So in fact, what we call ontologies should be like the images taken by means of a high-quality camera. If you take a picture of something, what you see there is exactly as it is, can be seen through your lens in reality. You can cut out portions, but whatever portion that you take, it does not distort the overall. Next slide. Which means also, if I use that metaphor of an image, that our ontologies should not be images like paintings of Salvador Dali. That is nice to look at, but there is no mirroring with the structures that they are in reality. Next slide. So by using the terminology that we developed thus far, and by looking at these three levels of reality, it is possible to give some kind of a classification of the different kind of representational artifacts that are out there. So this is taken from a paper that we published end of last year. And there we said, okay, in the light of those concept of those representational units, a taxonomy is a three-form graph theoretic representational artifact which notes representing universals or classes. Classes are those generic things which are not universals. For instance, animals in the zoo of Buffalo. I'm not pointing to any specific animal there. I'm pointing to a kind of a collection. These kind of things, we consider that to be classes, but that are not universals. So there is no universal animal in the zoo of Buffalo. An ontology, then, is a representational artifact that has a taxonomy as proper part, and the representational units are intended to designate some combination of universal defined classes and certain relationships between them. Now, the important word is here intended, because quite often these things don't do it. So quite often we see in artifacts which are called ontologies, terms appearing that refer to nothing at all. In the medical world, typical examples are absence of breast or prevented abortion. As is clear, a prevented abortion can't be an abortion because there wasn't any abortion. What we are involved in is realism-based ontology. So that is an ontology which is built in such a way that the terms are intended to refer exclusively to universals, and they correspond to that part of the content of a scientific theory that is captured by its constituent general terms and their interrelation. So realism-based ontology, in our view, is the formal way of representing scientific theories.
Werner?
Yeah.
We have about 1 minute.
Yeah, I'm almost done.
Okay.
Terminology is a representational artifact which consists of representational units, which are the general terms of some natural language used to refer to entities in the domain. And then at the last end, we have an inventory, and an inventory deals exclusively with particulars, so not with universals at all. Next slide. So there are some characteristics. So each unit is assumed to be veridical, so to conform to some portion of reality, as conceived of the best current scientific understanding. Next slide. Several units may correspond to the same portion of reality by presenting different, though still veridical, views or perspectives. Next slide. Next slide, please. What is to be represented by the units in a representation depends on the purposes which the representation is designed to serve. And then last slide. If we then look at characteristics of an optimal ontology, again, according to our view, then it would be such that each representational unit would designate one single portion of reality. That portion of reality is deemed to be relevant to the purposes of the ontology. The authors of the ontology intended to use this unit to designate that portion of reality, and there would be no portions of realities which are objectively relevant to these purposes that are not referred to in the ontology. Thank you. That was it.
Thank you, Werner.